Yeah, Jeff's dad's office had every Playboy, I think, from the very first year it was out, right? All the way up and current.
Yeah, he had a bunch of them. I don't know if he had the, all of them, but.
Yeah, I didn't go in there when they were out of town and steal any ever.
And you sat by and let this happen. Pathetic. You're a freak.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Radio Labyrinth.
Hi, welcome back. We haven't been here in 2 weeks. We're happy to be back. Jeff, Tim, and Dustin, the Radio Labyrinth crew. It's been a fun, I mean, it's nonstop. Nothing. The news is relentless. And you guys probably don't pay as much attention to it as I do because I have to pay attention to it every day for the
show. Because you have a Tesla.
I don't have a Tesla. I would never buy an EV regardless because I like having control. And I also don't want to end up like
You have a Cybertruck.
Oh, I saw a Cybertruck the other day. You know, it was International Women's Day last weekend. And there was a demonstration in my little town of Tucker, Georgia. A lot of people. It was nice. As long as they weren't holding up the traffic, which they weren't. They weren't impeding traffic, but they were right there in the center of town. And it was just sort of weird. I was going to the store, and I drove through. I cut through there, and they're all there standing and cheering, and they all have their signs and stuff. And just as I was about to turn, a Cybertruck pulled up to the red light, and they started screaming at it. So I thought that was funny. And I saw
a Cybertruck when I was picking up Chick-fil-A. I did the where you park, and they bring it out to you.
Uh-huh.
And a Cybertruck came through the drive-thru, and everybody, like, around me was flipping them off.
Really? Even yep. The Chick-fil-A employees?
No, they didn't. But the other drivers that were, like, going through the drive-thru were.
I mean, that's dumb to be mad at a car. That's why I wish I'd had. I mean, the car didn't do anything to you. And it's funny. The whole thing about Musk that's funny to me, if you're pro-environment and you're green and all that, and you like having an EV, are you going to trade in your Cybertruck or your other Tesla, if you have a Tesla car, and get a Prius? No. Prius doesn't look cool.
No, lots of people are dumping their cars, though.
Yeah, but more than likely they aren't.
You sure about that? You sure about that?
A lot of people are setting them on fire.
Yeah, that and charging stations, dealerships. And
Don't you see the counter... Most of those people are left and greeny and pro-environment and all that, yet they burn the most polluting car you could imagine to set on fire with that lithium battery burning.
You think he's being sarcastic?
And that's what happened to Anne Heche, by the way. If she'd been driving like a VW, she'd be alive and in jail for drunk driving and crashing into it.
There was a cyber attack on X earlier in the week, and it came out of the Ukraine area.
What does he mean by that? Where? What Ukraine area?
Where? Russia.
Is this Russia? This isn't Russia, is it?
Nah. I mean, there's a lot of... It's a big country. There's a lot of places around it.
No, I didn't want to directly say, because...
I gave him about a couple more months before that. It's all over. His companies are just tanking.
Yeah, I think it might be a little sooner than a couple of months, but...
Well, yeah, Trump will get tired of it.
No, yeah. Doge is going to fire Trump.
Yeah, too bad. They can't do that, you know that.
Yeah, they don't even... Nobody knows what they can and can't do.
Yes, yes. They renamed it Doge. It was some other thing that had been created like 3 or 4 administrations ago and never really used. So all they did was change the name of it and start shutting things down. So that's weird. It's weird, as they were saying last year. That's weird.
So buy a Cybertruck. I mean, the president bought a red Tesla the other day that he's not allowed to drive. And so I just got, you know, oh, by the way, I'm speaking faster and with more energy because a couple of weeks ago,
Fuxi was disappointed. Fuxi, one of our radios, we were low energy. And I want to be high energy, so I drank 6 Red Bulls.
I just did a couple of beers and a bump.
That levels you out. A couple of beers and a bump. What else is going on? It's just so many things have happened in the past 2 weeks. But anyway, we apologize, Fuxi, for being low energy, and Dustin promises that he'll also do a bump and, you know, really snap out of it.
Yeah. I'll snap right up for you. Thanks.
Pop right up. So
stop attacking X and buy yourself a Cybertruck.
Do you guys have a favorite J.D. Vance meme? Have you seen this? These memes?
I've seen them. I don't have a favorite one, though.
Yeah, it started out as an attack on him, but obviously he's a millennial and he knows meme culture better than like Trump, who probably doesn't know meme culture. And so it's sort of been embraced by their side. So there's just hundreds of them. And every meme that's ever been created is now a J.D. Vance meme. But I have two that I like a lot that, you know, they blew his face up to make him look like Violet from Willy Wonka. And that one's funny. And now they're even in videos. The American Psycho scene, you know, the scene where they're all trading and looking at the business cards. Yeah. And Patrick Bateman keeps getting increasingly upset. Now they somehow put cell phones in the video and they're showing the different memes. And the same thing happens. It's just his meme isn't as good as the others.
I like the McNuggets, like with his face on all the McNuggets.
And of course they get racist. I've noticed something on Instagram. Basically, if you look at one thing on your if you look at one video on Instagram on their reels, as you're scrolling through the reels, which is sort of like TikTok, just without stupid ads for gambling, there's a lot of really non-politically correct videos showing up. And it surprises me. And I don't like any of them because I'm hoping that they'll leave my feed, but they keep showing up. Like, people are doing AI videos putting George Floyd's face on things. And Dustin, you don't need to find one and put it in the show. But it's all about Fent. And there's one that's the Iron Man trailer, and they call him Fent Man. And it's so fucking weird. But then if you watch one, then you watch all these other AI videos coming in. And they're way better than anything I ever did. Some of them are funny. But it's just weird to see that happening because it doesn't happen in my TikTok feed. And I guess that's the only place. I don't ever look at Facebook videos.
Well, Facebook runs Instagram Reels now anyway. So
the other night I was out on the carport and I swear to God, it must have been a half hour. I don't remember anything I watched, but it was just TikTok.
I screwed up my TikTok algorithm.
Ow. What'd you do?
I kept going into these rooms where these dudes are playing guitar and yelling Free Bird.
No, you weren't. Really? Why would you do that?
So now I get all these people playing guitar. I'm like, I don't want to see all that.
I hope they're playing Free Bird, because that would be doubly.
No, nobody's really playing Free Bird.
Did you really do that? Did you make yourself laugh doing that?
Yeah.
So you're not seeing breasts anymore. You're just seeing guys playing guitar.
Yep.
Yeah, I have noticed since the TikTok flip, I haven't seen as many OnlyFans trying to get you to, you know, sign onto their OnlyFans like you did before.
There was somewhat of a crack. There has to have been a crackdown because I don't see those either.
Yeah, I think it's the meta servers they're on now.
Yep. Oh, they, you know, their videos tell you block Facebook so you don't end up getting in their algorithm.
It doesn't matter. You're on their servers. It's going to be there anyway.
Fine. I don't want to see all those casino ads. And I always tell them I'm not interested in this, but, you know, they're not listening. They're not listening. Did you guys, any of you watch the Chaos Manson documentary on Netflix?
No, I haven't had a chance to watch much, but everything I see about that particular show says that it's off. Like it's not.
Yeah, you said that guy that you interviewed didn't even like it and he's in it.
Tom O'Neill is in it. The documentary doesn't do the book justice at all, because there's a premise to the book and there's a reason why it took him over 20 years to write it. And I understand why he doesn't support it. I mean, he's in it, but really what they do is they start it off talking about certain things and then they retell the entire story that everybody already knows. So if you're watching that now, you're not showing up going, gosh, well, who's this Charles Manson guy? You don't need to retell it. And they didn't really get into the premise of the book was that the CIA was running this thing called MK Ultra and they were doing the program to kill thing. And, you know, the premise is that allegedly, and by the way, Tom O'Neill never says that he believes it. He just gives you all the information that he has and how Manson was sort of a patsy. And it makes me think there was this radio host in California in the 60s and 70s and early 80s named May
Brosnan.
No, it wasn't. Hey, everybody, Charles, trained by the CIA. Here's the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. No, it was Mae Brussel, and she had this show. And she she was saying in 1971, as the trial was getting started, that Manson was a patsy and that it was all Tex Watson. So, but if you're into that sort of thing, it's cool to check out. But I noped out of it. I wanted to give it a chance, but it didn't seem to work for me. I interviewed one of my favorite actors, comedians today, and it went really well.
Gail the Snail?
Gail the Snail.
Hey, Frank, I'm giving this guy a handy under the table. Are you jealous?
She's mashing it.
She does that.
You want some beef? You want some squash?
I'm going to pack some beef.
Look, can you just swallow your spit and then breathe?
Then breathe.
I looked into it. She only was on 4 episodes, I think, of It's Always Sunny as Gail. But she's known for that.
Yeah. Well, there were such, there were such iconic episodes, each one of them.
You look different.
I'm more confident. I've grown into my body. I'm a woman now. I'm not a virgin anymore.
Cool. Thank you.
Well, I decided to do the interview as a conversation instead of a typical radio interview, which causes me more work because I have to edit it. But we started talking about it. She was telling a story on a TikTok video I saw where she said she got on an elevator with Milos Forman, the director, and the only thing he said to her was, "Nice veins."
Wow.
And she said it freaked her out because she's in the scene in Man on the Moon where they recreate the Fridays incident. And as she's telling me about it, because I brought it up, I go, "Oh, yeah, and this comedian, this actress has great veins." And she laughed and she goes, "Oh, you saw that." And she told me the whole story that she's in this scene. And then she goes, I don't remember what the show was that they recreated the set for. I think it was Saturdays or something. And I went, "You mean Fridays?" And then I told her all the people that were in it. And she didn't know. Larry David and Michael Richards, among other people. But she tells good stories. And I'll tell you where to find that later as I keep on babbling. Because I don't want us to be low energy. Some other good news before we get to the sad news that everybody knows about. But we're still going to talk about. Landman season 2 greenlit, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
What a great show. What an amazing just little slice of Tyler Sheridan goodness.
Yeah, I can't see any of his stuff not getting at least 3 or 4 seasons.
Right.
He's too good of a storyteller.
How's 1923? Are you guys watching season 2?
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. I got to get caught up.
I can't wait for it to come on every week. I wish they would put out 2 episodes every week at least.
2? I can only handle 1. I've had no time. I didn't move like Dustin did. And by the way, I hope your move went swimmingly.
It's interesting. You know, it's been a few days now, and I still wake up for the first 4 seconds like, where the hell am I?
I'm squatting in Dustin's old house, by the way.
Yeah.
You are?
Nice.
You always wanted to get back over to that side of town. So are you building a studio? Jeff has been... Leboff's been talking about us doing the show there. Is that something that you're working on?
Yeah. I've got we've got a building that was built as part of the property. And I thought when we first got the house, and we didn't really, I mean, we looked at it, but I didn't really pay that much attention. And when we got in here and I started looking at it, it's a complete, built out, poured concrete foundation, 3 different rooms. I mean, it's prime for a studio. So, yeah, that's going to be my project this summer. So.
Well, that's cool. And then we can all be together.
Yeah.
We're not doing OnlyFans. That'll never go anywhere. So in the 2 weeks that we've been gone, we lost a couple of heavy hitters. One really close to us, the Adult Swim comedy crowd, which was George Lowe, the voice of Space Ghost and many, many other characters, but primarily known for being on Space Ghost Coast to Coast. In Atlanta, a radio legend.
I'm here to lead a mature discussion about the program you just watched. Joining me are Meatwad.
Good afternoon.
That Thing.
Hi.
And Early Kyler.
Ugh.
Okay. So, do you have any comments about the show we just watched? You there. What did you think of the show? Okay, what about
you? My father
you?
Put his human penis in my shark mother.
Oh my goodness, why the hell did he do that?
Okay, so explain this now. Your human dad put his human penis in your shark mother's vagina. And you sat by and let this happen. Pathetic.
You're a freak.
Voiceover artist, George Lowe.
Yes! George Lowe!
The home office in Grand Rapids sent me down to get you off the tower. It's affecting the morning show. You being here, the morning guys can't do their thing. The Nutty Bunch, Larry and Eric.
So, wait a minute.
Can you get me a regular gig?
What? Why you?
I was available. They couldn't afford LaFontaine. Yeah, Mr. $30,000 a minute.
Ooh, wait, I smell some folk art burning.
Folk art? Where? Hey, wait a minute. Take my demo on cassette. Oh, hey, better. Yeah, go to the website. New York demos.
He passed away at 67 last week. And then before he, I can't remember if it was before or after he had passed away, but Gene Hackman died. Everybody knows that. Some of our favorite movies of all time, he was in them. He's in one of my top five favorite movies of all time. I'm talking about You Made a Phone Call. What was the name of that movie? Enemy of the State? No.
What the hell is happening?
I blew up the building.
Why?
Because you made a phone call.
He's good in that. I don't think that's a particularly good film. Unforgiven is probably one of my favorite movies ever made.
All right, gentlemen. He's got one barrel left. When he fires that, take out your pistols and shoot him down like a mangy scoundrel he is. Misfire. Kill us, bitch.
That's good.
Yeah, me too.
And The French Connection I like, which is problematic, and they changed the language in it so it doesn't upset people. Mississippi Burning, good movie.
This is tricky. They make it look so easy, don't they? I got a question for you, Clinton. You don't mind if I call you Clinton, do you? I feel like I know you so well.
Lots of movies. Are there any, we made a little bit of a list here, but is there anything on there that you guys...
Young Frankenstein.
Yeah.
That's right.
Such a small role, but such a powerful one in that movie.
Don't inhale until the tip glows.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.
Most people don't even know that it's him.
Right. We can't tell.
Yeah, with that beard on. I loved my favorite movie. And I thought about this, you know, since he had passed and everyone was talking about everything. The Conversation.
Yeah.
Is an awesome, such an underrated movie. It's like a slice of, it's like a period piece for technology.
Yeah.
When the red robin goes blah, 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 along.
And it's an amazing movie. The Birdcage, that was great.
You know, I have such a good feeling about you people. Not a lot of clever books on the shelves, just the crucifix. And a lot of good, warm family feeling. Mm. Now, this is what Clinton didn't understand when he started in on school prayer and gays in the military.
All right for you.
And Loose Cannons. I'd forgotten about Loose Cannons with Dan Aykroyd.
That's good. How about Crimson Tide?
We're all very well aware what our orders are and what those orders mean. They contain no ambiguity. Captain. Mr. Hunter, I've made a decision. I'm captain of this boat. Now shut the f*** up!
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good film. James Gandolfini is in it. Oh, speaking of James Gandolfini and Gene Hackman, Get Shorty.
Yeah.
Forgot about that one, but Get Shorty is a good film.
What was the guy's name that wrote those books?
Oh, I just thought about it in my head, and then you said the name, and I forgot.
Yeah.
Get Shorty. We got to look his name up.
It's Leonard something, I thought. Or something Leonard.
Elmore Leonard.
Elmore Leonard.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Elmore Leonard. So rest in peace to those.
Royal Tannenbaums, too, that Wes Anderson movie.
Oh, Gene
Hackman's real good in that.
Oh, Bill Murray was talking about
working. Yeah, he talked about working with him in that.
How intense he was. And how he likes to mess with directors.
Who would have thought that... it would have been Welcome to Mooseport. It would have been his last film.
That his last movie?
Yeah, that was the last movie.
Probably what made him retire.
I've had enough.
Welcome. Yeah, bro. No.
My God. Listen to this cast. I've never seen this movie, by the way. Ray Romano, Gene Hackman, Maura Tierney, Marcia Gay Harden, Christina Baranski, Fred Savage, Rip Torn. That must have been one of his final movies.
Yeah, it was close.
Is it good? I've never seen it. Is it funny?
It's okay. It's kind of like, I always kind of related it in my mind to like Meet the Fockers.
Yeah.
It was kind of like that sort of rom-com kind of movie. Definitely not a big one to go out on, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I've had enough. Miss Tessmacher!
Yeah, Superman. We didn't mention that.
Yeah. And Superman 2. Was he in Superman 3? That's a terrible.
He was in 4.
4. He made the nuclear.
The nuclear Superman you got, yeah.
Superman 3 also sucks.
That was the one with Richard Pryor?
Richard Pryor, yeah.
No, he fights Clubber Lang in Superman 3.
Yeah. Hey, woman. Hey, woman.
Here's some stories that we've been following at the Radio Labyrinth News Desk.
Have you guys noticed that the Spinal Tap 2 dropped their trailer today, or their teaser trailer today? Did you guys see it?
No,
I haven't.
It's they've decided they put a release date out. Well, at least the month. They're saying it comes out in September of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And the trailer's pretty good. I mean, it's only a minute long and there's no real scenes in it, but it shows the guitar. He's turning all the knobs up to 11. And when he gets to the volume knob, now they've added an infinity symbol past 11. And so he cranks it up to there.
That's awesome. Now, when does it come out? Did you say, or no?
September
this year. Yeah.
Nice. Well, we should go see that together.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, if you can't get enough of Donald Trump and you miss The Apprentice, you can watch every episode now of The Apprentice on Amazon Prime.
Thanks, Jeff Bezos.
Maybe now I'll get an Emmy. I never got an Emmy. People love Emmy. It's a fun reality show. Jeff, you watched that show. I never watched it because I didn't like him. I can't watch the show.
I watched it mostly for the celebrity ones.
The celebrity one I did watch. The one with Gilbert I watched.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that it wasn't streaming anywhere. I was kind of surprised that it wasn't, but kind of figured it would be Amazon. That way he can at least make those residual checks now.
Are reality shows things that people go back and rewatch? Like, I'll rewatch The Sopranos and a bunch of other shows, but do people actually go back and watch reality? Jeff, you watch Survivor. Do you ever go back and watch the first season?
No.
I can't imagine people do.
No, I think I tried to start rewatching Survivor maybe 5 or 6 years into it,
mm-hmm.
like when they first started streaming stuff and you could go back and see them. And yeah, just none of that stuff, especially if you have watched it, kind of holds up to a rewatch.
I think the reason that people would watch it, like maybe they start watching Survivor like season 10 or season 20 or something, and then they go, well, I don't go back and watch all the.
Yeah, that makes
first seasons.
Yeah, while I'm waiting for 11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did that with Alone because I didn't get into that until the later seasons. And then I just went and started from the beginning. I interviewed, you guys know Matt Paxton?
The name sounds familiar.
Yeah.
He's one of the clutter experts on Hoarders.
Okay.
And he has a new show.
I taped that. I haven't watched it yet, where they help people
the fortune
all their shit, like,
yeah.
And all their old Playboys and stuff.
And then they, like your basement. You had to play. Dustin, his dad had this cool office in the basement of their house. Like the other part was like all kids stuff. And then Jeff's room, he had moved his room down there to this really cool, like he painted the ceiling a sky, and it was a little too dark and scary. But and filled with porn. But in the closet. But Jeff's dad's office had every Playboy, I think, from the very first year it was out, right? All the way up and current.
Yeah, he had a bunch of them. I don't know if he had all of them, but...
Yeah, I didn't go in there when they were out of town and steal any ever.
Oh, they started filming Lanterns, the HBO series. It's really good.
Yeah, it looks nice. It looks good.
Yeah.
It looks like that little shot they showed of them walking on the road looks like True Detective.
Yeah, they're saying it's going to be kind of like True Detective, where they're investigating a murder, where it's not real superhero Green Lantern, like, heavy.
Is it here?
No, I don't think so.
So kind of like they're doing the Daredevil stuff, more realistic.
Oh, people are hating that. Daredevil. Yeah.
First I heard a lot of people like it.
The first couple of episodes were kind of iffy, but I heard everybody's kind of getting back on board with it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
All right, so there's this new horror movie called Good Boy. It's been shown at South by Southwest. It's looking for a distribution company, but it's a pretty unique twist because it's a horror movie, but it's told entirely from the family dog perspective.
Oh.
So they strapped a GoPro to Izzy.
Actually, this guy that made the movie, it took him 3 years, and it was the director who trained his own dog, and they say that the dog gives such an emotional emotional acting that he needs they need to come up with a pet Oscar nomination for this dog. But they say it's kind of like a Cujo meets a haunted house flick, but they say that the dog seeing things, and the dog knows that the house is haunted, but the people don't. And it kind of works different when the dog's being creeped out and not the people. So everybody's excited about it, but they're looking for distribution now. But I thought it was an interesting concept anyway, something original.
Somebody distribute. Yeah.
Shudder will pick it up, or somebody.
Yeah.
I want to see this dog perspective horror movie. My last story is Happy Gilmore is going to be coming out on the 25th of July on Netflix, and that's Happy Gilmore 2 that we're all looking forward to.
Oscar's going to come back for the Office new show reboot or whatever.
Oscar Nunez.
Yeah.
What's he doing?
He's going to play the same character, but I guess in the new Office.
So none of the others are coming back though?
And maybe they'll make cameos, but he's going to be a series regular, I think.
Man, that's kind of weird. They'd follow his character as opposed to anyone else's on that show.
Yeah, they probably asked everybody, and he's the only one that said yes.
Like, yeah, I'd like a job.
Yeah. What did you say? And there's this other story about Netflix, Kill Tony. See, I predicted this back in the Tom Brady thing.
Oh, yeah, they just made a deal with Tony Hinchcliffe. He's going to do an hour-long stand-up set, and then like two or three live Kill Tonys.
All right. That's interesting. Good for him, man. That's good for him. Unless you don't like
Netflix rolled the bank truck up to his Houston house.
Speaking of Netflix, I watched that American Primeval. What a brutal show. My goodness. It was good until the final episode.
Yeah.
It kind of makes you want to take a shower like every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, but the decisions that that woman, the main character makes throughout this show is like she should have been dead the first episode.
Yeah.
And then the last decision she makes, without spoiling you, proves to me that she is going to die. What a dumb thing to do. Anyway, that I recommend it though. It's a good show.
If you like that, you'd like 1923.
I'm sure I will. I have to get to it. But I you know how long I watched the series before I recognized the guy from Sons of Anarchy?
Oh yeah. Oh, how many episodes?
Yeah, he was Brigham Young.
Yeah, Brigham Young.
And I who is that guy? So I think the third episode I looked it up. I'm like, oh my. All right, are we ready to do text impressions? Do you have something for me today or no?
Yes. Okay, this week's, we're going to make it timely and make it in memoriam. This is going to be Gene Hackman.
No, I can't do Gene Hackman.
That's what this is for.
Not fair. I can't do it. Deserves got nothing to do with it. See, all right. I promised I'll push through. All right. This is from Jeff. All right. You put a shiv in my partner. You know what that means? God damn it. All winter long, I got to listen to him gripe about his bowling scores. Now I'm going to bust your ass for those three bags. I'm going to nail you for picking your feet in Poughkeepsie. What is that?
How's that French Connection.
French Connection, yeah.
Oh, see, I don't remember that line. And that sounded terrible. And I know that it sounded terrible. But that's what this is all about.
All right.
Now you listen to me, kid. I've stared down the barrel of a loaded gun, a Senate hearing, and a bad review from Roger Ebert. And I walked away from all three. You think you're tough because you got a podcast and a ring light? Back in my day, if you wanted attention, you had to hijack a subway train or coach a basketball team. We forgot to mention Hoosiers.
Yeah, Hoosiers.
Or a team full of misfits to a championship. Now quit wasting my time. I got steak getting cold. And there you go. Text impressions. Maybe every once in a while they'll give me one that I can do. That was pretty good, though. Thank you, guys. Text impressions. More on that when we give you the updates of our Patreon. All right. Are we going to do a full recap of this Righteous Gemstones season 4 episode?
No, I think we just talk about how good it was.
It was so good. It was like, well, you know, Shelby Foote could have narrated that. Yeah. In the Civil War. I kept waiting the entire episode for Elijah Gemstone, who was played by Bradley Cooper, to have his arc, his character turn, because he's a real piece of crap.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of Righteous Gemstones, in 2 weeks, Valen Hall returns.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we will have...
Hopefully we'll have a little bit of her on the show before we talk to her.
Yeah, I hope so too. Great episode. I thought it was a great introduction. So what are they doing with this character? Is Bradley Cooper going to come back and be somebody in
No, he was just the first gemstone. I think it was just like a flashback episode.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I think it was more of a... How the gemstones figured out that they could they could start to make a living off of the Lord.
Right.
He killed Eugene from The Walking Dead.
Yeah, he did.
Wait, at the beginning. That was the priest.
The priest was Eugene?
Yeah.
Oh, from The Walking Dead. I thought Sean Bridges was in it. That's who I thought you meant. Sean Bridges.
Just a second. Yeah, it was just like a couple of weird shots that I saw him. I was like, is that Bridger?
Yeah. I heard it. Voice and you couldn't see him yet, but I heard his voice and I said, is that Sean Bridges? And then I'm like, oh, he's in this, great, one more scene and then he's done. But all in all, good episode, strong beginning, a couple of good laughs. But you know the way that show is done, you never know what you're gonna get. And then they showed, did you guys stick through the credits to watch the previews for the upcoming season?
I tried to keep it fresh. I didn't want to watch.
It looks funny as shit. It looks so. If you have never seen that show, I highly recommend that you watch it. And speaking of Danny McBride, he's on this past weekend with Theo Vaughn. That was a good listen.
Was it good?
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's Theo. It's interesting. Interesting guy. And of course, it's Danny McBride, so it's funny. Theo doesn't go all serious, so he just does his old Theo stuff.
I saw a clip of him talking about Steve Little, the guy that was on his other shows with him.
Mm-hmm.
What's an interesting dude.
Yeah, it's fun. Hey, if you're in Conyers and you're hungry, or if you're in any part of the area near Conyers, Georgia, which is right outside of Atlanta, Georgia, and you're hungry and you want some really good pizza or gyros, why not check out Atlanta Pizza and Gyro? They've proudly been serving the East Metro Atlanta area for over 40 years. They're a great place to be this winter, and Atlanta Pizza and Gyro is ready for the holiday season. Now, no need to break traffic laws and smuggle it in from Texas, you bandits. Stop by AP&G and get $3.50 Coors Banquet stubby bottles and more. They've got the best gyros, pizzas and hot subs, and Greek and Italian specialties around. Stop by Monday through Friday, 11 to 9 p.m., and on Saturday from noon to 9 p.m. They are closed on Sundays. Tuesday nights, they have team trivia from 7 to 8:30. Bring your smartest friends and test your trivia knowledge against the best Conyers has to offer. And if it's just like Dustin, for example, you have a good chance of winning.
Or wash my hair with their house dressing.
Or you put one of those caps on so it really soaks into your scalp.
Exactly. And then whatever drips out in the night makes like a lovely little 2 a.m. snack.
By the way, their food truck is on blocks until the end.
Oh, no.
No, for the winter. I'm sorry.
Oh, for the winter season?
Yeah. All right. Hey, do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They've been in Athens, Georgia since 2005 with fast turnaround and affordable prices. Call 706-316-9366 or email them at athens@ldiline.com.
His views.
Or.
And snooze.
Snooze. Yeah, last show we did, the views or snooze, was Shoresy season 4. Dustin, did you watch it all?
No, I've only watched the first one, and then I've been moving, so I haven't had really a chance to watch much of anything.
There's only 6 of them, so they go pretty quick.
Yeah, I want to save them.
They were so good. He's not playing hockey anymore. Running Point, which I don't know if I want to watch that.
What's
the Oscars? Conan hosting the Oscars. It was good.
I watched the Oscars that were funny. He was funny.
Yeah. He did a good job. I bet you they'll have him back. Maybe not every year like the Billy Crystal, but he'll probably do it again. All right, this week, Everybody's Live with John Mulaney starts. He did that Everybody's in L.A. live talk show on Netflix for a few weeks a while back. So they gave him his own talk show, at least for 12 episodes.
What time is it on?
10 o'clock live on Netflix.
Nice.
Wednesdays.
That'll be cool.
Wheel of Time, season 3. Is anybody still watching? I watched season 2.
Mm-mm. No, I never got into season 2. I stopped after season 1.
Season 2 was way better than season 1. And they say season 3 is even better. But I enjoyed it.
I've had the time. If I decide to go back, I might watch it.
Bill Burr's stand-up special is going to be on Hulu on the 14th. So it'll be out by Saturday.
Happy birthday, Jason Andrews.
Yep.
Yeah.
Brother, that's his birthday. Bill Burr dropped dead. Thank you, Jeff. Talk a little bit about some of the audio and other stuff. I already told you I watched all of American Primeval. You guys watching Common Side Effects on Adult Swim?
Yeah, I fucking love it.
Yeah.
I just decided to tune into it, and I watched 3 episodes in one sitting. I know they're almost all done or they're all out there now, but what a great show.
No, there's still like 4 more to go.
Okay, great. So I can get caught up. We can talk more about it. But amazing. Good animation, good writing, funny.
Insightful. Yeah.
But Mike Judge is great. And yeah. I watched the entire Bill Murray interview on Rogan.
That was the first Rogan I've listened to all of in a long time.
I did go on the Bill Murray tour with him. He did, you know, he did Rogan, he did Hot Ones, and
Oh, he did Real Time, didn't he? No, he didn't do Real Time.
No,
he's been making the rounds on podcasts, though.
Why, though? What is he promoting?
Honestly,
the movie he's got coming out.
The dog movie, yeah.
Dog movie. Oh, that's
but right. I think my wife asked me that. She was like, why is Bill Murray popping up on everything? Right. And I was like, he finally made it to that section of his answering machine where everybody wanted him to come to a podcast.
I love you.
It was kind of funny hearing somebody on Rogan that had no idea who Rogan was or what a podcast was or anything.
Yeah.
It was charming, kind of.
Didn't know any of the stories about, he didn't even know what news radio was. I love it. But that's cool.
I like that Rogan had the picture of Hunter Thompson in the studio, too, that where the Hunter was wearing the hat that Bill Murray had given him.
Yeah.
Oh, I figured you'd love those Hunter S. Thompsons. Yeah. That was pretty cool, yeah. And then how he became friends with him and all that. That was awesome. Yep. Let's see. So Stabby's World with Tim Dillon. I also watched Tim Dillon. You guys aren't super fans of him. For some reason, this came into my feed. Do you guys know who Leonardo Joni is? Or Leonardo? No. He's a comedian in the vein of... Oh, God, who was that lady that got skinny, but she was sort of big and she would tell racist jokes and she was like an insult comic?
Lisa Lampanelli.
Yeah, she, but without the tact of Lisa Lampanelli. But her name is Leonardo Joni, and she was on Roseanne Barr. I watched a couple segments of her bitching about cancel culture. And I said, well, you can't really say all these things and not expect pushback. So, you know, it is what it is. The show I talked about with you guys a couple of weeks ago, the best show with Tom Sharpling, Katrina Longworth, who has the You Must Remember This podcast, that was good. And Fred Armisen was really good on that. And then the last one is there's this show I just started watching called Total Bitch, but it's B-I-C-H. And they're fake. They're bullshit. They're lies. But they're funny videos about the comedians in the past, the most recent one being Tom Segura. And I can't explain it. You just have to watch it because they're funny. None of it's true. So check it out. Total B-I-C-H.
Hmm. That's on YouTube?
Uh-huh.
Cool.
Do you guys watch the – I know, Tim, you might watch the Joke World YouTube channel. Yep. Yeah. If you notice that in the last month he's gone from – talking about all the comedians to actually having them on and doing interviews with them now.
No, but that's cool. Good for
him. He had Segura on.
Oh, really?
Which I thought was insane. It's like,
what did Segura say to him?
Nothing. I mean, it was like a normal interview. Like Tom was just, you know, straight up nice to the guy. Like the, you know, they've been friends forever. And I was like, wow, that's
all the videos are there. Tom Segura hates his fans.
Yeah.
Bert Kreischer is going to die any day now.
Well, he might agree with him on that one, so.
What was the Bert Kreischer? Oh, the Kevin Nealon one. Kevin Nealon just schooled him.
Yeah, that was bad.
That was cringe. That was very cringe. All right, I'll shut up. Go ahead.
I've been listening to Dungeon Color Carl, book 5, but also I took a break from it and started listening to Bruce Valanche's book.
Yeah?
And he narrated himself, and he's surprisingly really good as a narrator.
What's his book about? Just his history of writing?
Yeah, it's about writing for TV and stuff.
Nice.
It's very good.
He didn't bring up Ice Pirates?
Not yet. But yeah, he might. When I started watching Paradise on Hulu, you guys should check that out. It's really, really fucking good. That's the Sterling K. Brown show.
Everybody says it's fantastic.
And so they think fucking good.
Watched it yet.
I've watched like 5 of them.
Yeah, everybody at the radio station loves it.
Yeah, I recommend it highly.
And I'm about 10 chapters into The Inevitable Ruin, the 7th and last, at least of right now, Dungeon Crawler Carl book. And it's really good. It's a lot different. He kind of changes up the style of his writing as far as the narrative. And because book 7 is level 9. It's the faction wars.
Wow.
So yeah, it's a war story. So it's kind of like, I mean, each one of them are kind of different styles, because book 6 is very kind of Pokemon card game based. Right. Yeah.
4, I'm in the epilogue. Yeah, and then I'm gonna take a break.
Did you guys see Lucius Malfoy's schlong on White Lotus?
I've seen it before. I met him one time in Piedmont Park.
I think everybody did.
No, I'm behind on White Lotus, but I do love this season so far.
He's like wearing a short robe and he sits down and everything just falls out.
Yeah.
This whole family's like, Dad!
All right, we'll knock out our staff picks real quick here because we got to wrap it up. We got something exciting going on tonight. Our staff pick, my staff pick this week is, I'm still on TikTok. And it came into my algorithm and I followed her. It's Lovina, the Amish girl, and her recipes. Have either of you seen this young lady?
I don't think so.
Her thing is...
Are you churning butter while you watch her?
Oh, you know it. She actually left the Amish, but she puts on all the garb and she has a recipe book. And her thing is that she's, and I noticed this right away, she stares at the camera the whole time. She's making and grabbing stuff and putting it in the bowl and mixing things up and talking. She has that Amish accent that you don't hear a lot.
Right.
And she's really cool. And then some people were giving her crap saying, oh, why do you stare at the camera? So she did a video without looking at the camera. And all of her fans said, don't listen to the bullies, blah, 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 blah. But she's very sweet. And the stuff she makes looks really good because it's Amish and they use real ingredients and they use lard and all that yummy stuff. So she's kind of cool. And plus, you know, I like that accent. I like weird accents like that. And so that's my step pick.
Mine is Bert Kreischer Special Lucky on Netflix. Comes out on the 18th, I think. This was the... He was in at the Punchline a year ago, like the other day.
Yeah.
Working out material for this. So it'll be interesting to see if any of that stuff makes it into the special.
I bet it will. Is that when he was here in town and he stopped by the radio station? And that was a year ago?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That went fast.
Mine is another, I didn't get a chance to watch much, but YouTube Premium has, you know, their own set of movie licenses that
they're free to
put out that are free. Yes. And there's the director's cut of Das Boot. It's on there now from 1981. And I hadn't seen that movie in its entirety, probably since I worked at Blockbuster in like the mid-90s. And it is such a great movie. You have all this time of character development. And you really do care about these people and forget that you're watching a submarine full of Nazis.
Right.
but yeah, it's available on YouTube Premium.
Let's do some plugs. Trambles, my weekly audio-only podcast, is back. Tune in if you want to hear me talk, or tune in. Go to your podcatchers and find Radio Labyrinth. It's there every Tuesday or Wednesday, and you can hear a bunch of bands nobody knows about.
I literally have only heard of one band that you mentioned. You mentioned like 20 bands.
Yeah, well, all these guys, they're like indie rock super group, and I didn't know any of their bands. I only know Stephen Malkmus from Pavement and his solo career. But the Hard Quartet, I'm going to see that band this weekend, and they are awesome if you're into that kind of thing. And the podcast is, it's now called the Tim Andrews Podcast on WSB. And I have a bunch of recent episodes. Episode 110, which aired last week, I spoke with our friends Brian Troxell and John Babcock about Vape, the Grease parody. They did a benefit show in New York this week, and they're going to be doing more. And Rachel Dratch was in this episode playing a teen angel or whatever the character. Not the Frenchie.
She's the person that sings said Frenchie, right?
Yeah. Cool. And another episode of Dan Abrams from On Patrol Live and Matt Paxton from Filthy Fortunes. And then this week, my guests, I have two guests. Probably will end up just being one because the interview was so long. But Mary Lynn Ricegub, comedian, coming to the Punchline in Atlanta on the 21st and 22nd. Also, if you don't know who she is, you know Chloe from 24 and Gail the Snail and all the other characters. And she has a new show coming out called North of North that looks really good. All right. We are on Patreon. Patreon.com/TimAndrews. And we have a bunch of new tiers. We've changed things around. So we've changed the tiers because we have exciting new things. Always, we have the $1 a month basic tier. And that'll get you a thank you on the first episode. And you'll be in the credits when the show credits show on the YouTube page. The $5 stick it to you Patreon level is get you a thank you on the first episode, just like the other thing. And every new Patreon at this level gets a Radio Labyrinth sticker, including new ones for as long as you're a Patreon. So if we do one, then a couple months later we do a new one, you can get that one too. I think that's nice and fair. And that way, you know, it's not just one sticker and thanks and gone.
We're going to do vinyl stickers.
And whatever, go on your car or whatever you want to do, the ones we always do. Radio's in the Dark, that's our new $10 a month level. So you get everything prior to that, but you will get access to the live recording of Radio's in the Dark, our weekly Patreon-only show, and you can interact, ask questions, chat, and have fun with us while we're doing that. And we're supposed to begin that tonight after a short break, so that's going to be a lot of fun. Dustin and I tried it out last night while the kid was screaming.
Yeah, also, the $10 Patreon members, they'll get to get the link Wednesday nights. They'll get to join us for the Radios in the Dark. Everybody at the $5 level will get to see that Radios in the Dark, and it'll come out on Saturday at the same time the show comes out. So if you're a Patreon $5 member, you'll get two shows on Saturday. And if you're a $10 member, you'll get to join in the show on Wednesday.
And then at the $25 level, you can be a Radio Labyrinth producer, get all those benefits, and you'll be able to help pick a voice for Text Timpressions. But you'll have to talk to Dustin, and you'll have to talk to Jeff, and you'll have to be a Patreon member so Tim doesn't cheat and get to practice and do a stellar voice like he did tonight. Horrible Gene Hackman impression. I should have expected that.
Because you made a phone call.
Because you made a phone call. I'm the commander of this ship. So, those are our new ones. Of course, we still have the ad space that's $75 a month. If you you can have all the other things, but you get a live read that we will do. And if you want more than that, we can talk because Patreon has limits to how much you can donate. But the $75 a month, we'll keep it at that right now. So those are our new tiers, and I want to say thank you to... Oh, by the way, one more thing. You can watch this in a web browser. You can watch the video in the app. But please do not sign up or set up your payments through the app if you have
an Patreon app.
Yeah, don't use the app, because on the iPhone, they take 30% off the top, which steals money from you and us. So that's kind of stupid.
So if you're going to sign up on the browser. You can watch all you want, do all the other things, but your sign up, make sure it's on the browser only.
Yeah.
Producers at the $25 level, John Allen, Matt Carter, Chris Chandler, Mike D, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Roby Neely, Jeff Peterson, Tim Slayton, and Brian and Chelsea Smith. So
she's not DJ anymore?
Okay, DJ Chelsea. Remember to like, rate, and review us on Spotify, please. And as always, remember to subscribe on YouTube and like our videos if you're not subscribing. Subscribe on YouTube, even if you prefer listening on a podcatcher, because that'll help us out. And turn on your alerts and your bizzes and your zips and zoops and all that jazz. And I have to say it. We're going to say it now. Steph is not returning to the show. She took a little break, and it's not because she hates you guys or hates us. It's just because she's got a lot going on and she's busy. And I thought I'd read this nice message I got from a listener or a radio by the name of Ivy. She asked me if Steph had left the show because she hasn't been on in a couple weeks. And I told her that Steph had made a decision that life is more important than doing a goofy show. And she wrote this really nice thing about Steph I want to read. You made me laugh when all I want to do is cry some days. You've been doing it for years. Being a girl, having that female perspective really made it feel like how it was when I was a kid growing up with my older brothers. But I totally get it. And plus, all the stuff she does, being a dog mama and all that. Please send her my best wishes. I looked her up on socials, but it looks like she's pretty low-key there, which makes me love her even more. So thanks for being you. Thanks for staying here in Atlanta. And thanks for making me laugh when sometimes all I want to do is cry. And then she says, you're the best, Tim. She's the best. So are Jeff and Dustin. And I'll hear all three of you without Steph, but please tell her to keep it canon. So I thought that was a nice email.
No, that's nice.
That's very nice.
Thank you, Ivy. And keep it canon.
Canon.
Keep it canon. They say all good things come to an end.
What's that got to do with this show?